Also, when we were in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the Macedonians, begin with verse 1, it says, "Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge." I'm in first. Need to get over in second. "Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed upon the church of Macedonia, that in a great trial of afflictions, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing." The Corinthians here, or Paul writing to the Corinthians, the Macedonians were successful in making a contribution to the needy saints, because they were committed. He says in verse 5, "And not only as we had hoped, but the first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God." It was successful because they first gave themselves to God. They committed themselves to this cause. And then in verse 13, he says, or verse 12, really, he says, "For if there is first a willing mind, it is acceptable according to what one has and not according to what one does not have." All things can be successful. How? First of all, having a willing mind, making a commitment to God. Also, we see that they had love for those who are in need. And they went far beyond their ability. They gave themselves to God. You know, and we today, the churches, if we give ourselves to God, wholly, 100%, if we're committed to the cause of Christ, then the church can be successful. You know, I know today the gospel is hard to find people that are willing to be obedient to it. But they first gave themselves to God. They committed themselves and they had a willing mind. They could accomplish this. They did accomplish this. Now, what about the church today? If folks got a will in mind, we can accomplish things. If we give ourselves to God, we can accomplish things. You know, a lot of brethren don't want to make those sacrifices in life. They're willing to sacrifice their souls for things that they think are more important for the earth. What was it Jesus said? "What shall a man gain if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?" You know, from experience, I know that once the new is wore off of whatever, there's no thrill in it anymore. Just like getting a new car. When you first get that new vehicle, then it's a thrill to you. Every time you get under the wheel of it. But finally it wears off. And it's like a new house or any other earthly material that we possess. In closing this morning, let us look at Hebrews chapter 10. Beginning with verse 19, the Hebrew writer says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness of the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful." God made a commitment to us. God has been faithful to us. And we are encouraged to be faithful to him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9, Paul writes to the Corinthians here and he says, "God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." God is faithful. Are we faithful to God? God is faithful. Are we faithful to God? Are we keeping our commitment toward him? You know, God is keeping us, his commitment to us. He gave his only begotten Son. God is faithful in everything that he says unto us. And then Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, God cannot lie. God cannot lie. You know, God has been true to us. I hope some of the things that maybe I've said this morning will encourage us. To do better. To strive more about filling the commitment we have. And if you're here this morning and you've never committed yourself to Jesus Christ, you need to start thinking about it. Would you forfeit your soul for some earthly pleasure? At this time, we would encourage you to obey the gospel this morning. If you never have, if you are already a Christian, if you have not been feeling the commitment that you started, if you've broken that promise and you're no longer faithful to the Lord, then you can make it right this morning, just like Peter did. So, at this time, we take the opportunity to make it possible for you to become a Christian this morning, or if you to confess your sins, that the church may pray for you and that you may be forgiven. Won't you stand and sing number